Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hi, guys. Look, it's always great to be in the Ashwood City Superstore. You know, as I've always said, this is the heartbeat of the club. This is the real club spirit right here. First thing, Gillingham toilet roll. There is a major price change on that. It's now 12 quid a roll. Okay, so if we could change the markup on those. Linda? Great. Okay, and secondly, you know, I've taken a lot of flack about keeping this place open and the whole COVID-19 percent off sale fiasco, but I want to address your concerns today, as I know you're worried about, is it going to be open? Is it going to be closed? But I can tell you now that we are staying open.
Oh. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Hey, stop. You know, you don't need to applaud. There's actually a fairly obvious loophole for all this. As you know, Linda, Fran and Pete are all part-time carers to the elderly, which means, you guessed it, they are key workers. So they're going to run the place, keep it ship-shape, you know. And, yeah, great stuff. Oh, and everyone else, if you could just come and sign these, it just confirms that you all want to have a nice, big, unpaid holiday.
Fuck you, what?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. With the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, the UK government has ordered a lockdown and the Dartley Park offices have closed their doors. Some key staff, however, are finding it difficult to stay away.
Sun lights up the detail, moon lights up a name. I light up when you call my name and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, the fever when you...
Come in if you're under 70 years old, all right? If you're over 70, fuck off. It's for your own good.
Woody.
Christine! What can I do for you?
You shouldn't be here.
Oh, wait. What does the name say on the door?
Chris Woodall.
Oh, okay, just checking, you know.
The office is on lockdown.
Aye, but I've had the virus.
Have you?
Aye, I think so. I'm all clogged up now with the Imodium and 5 boiled eggs a day.
It's not that kind of virus.
I thought you got the shits with it.
It's a flu virus.
Hey, I know that, but I thought there was like a side of shits, you know?
Nope.
What's the toilet roll thing all about then?
People want to be able to wipe their ass.
So not even a wee bit of the shits, like a touch of Shartan or anything like that?
Nope.
Christ, I better get some fibre down me.
You can do that at home. Goodbye, Chris.
All right, see you later.
What are you doing?
I'm just seeing you out.
You have to go.
Why?
Because I have to lock up.
Then lock me in. I'm working, Christine.
On what?
I can't say.
Why?
Because it's a wee bit naughty.
Do you know what else is naughty? being out the house. Now go home.
Look at that.
What is that?
That is a list of players that aren't shite whose contracts will expire this summer.
Great.
Christine, the league might be back on this summer, all right? This is fucking gold dust. I can steal players like a fucking cat burglar. Sneak in through the bedroom window and snatch him, you know.
Okay, I don't understand what you just said, but can you get out now?
I might see if Norwich have got any, you know. Ooh, I wonder if a relegation clause trigger will make them available in July, too.
Woody!
Christine, please. I don't like being at home, alright? I want to be here. Look, I made a wee bed and everything.
That's a dog bed.
Aye, but it's for like a big, big dog, you know, like a Great Dane or a Newfoundland. It's just so I can get a few hours kit before getting back to work.
There is no work!
Who the fuck is that?
This is ridiculous. The office is closed.
Where are they?
What?
Where are they, Mr. Woodman?
Huh? Mr. Woodman?
Tell me where the players are. Where are you hiding them?
I'm not hiding the players.
You are hiding the players. Are they in here?
That's a closet. There's no players hiding in there. Well, statistically, there must be in a figurative sense.
Not a single player has turned up to training. Where is Howard?
Eric, there is no training, all right? They're doing training routines at home.
Training routines at home? You lying Irish dog.
I am not an Irish dog.
What is that?
That's just a comfy spot in my office. Look, Eric, there is a virus, all right? There is no training. There is no football. Those things don't exist anymore, right?
This is the largest mountain of bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
Eric.
This is the Mount Everest of bullshit. This is Snowdonia.
Eric, go home, all right? Enjoy the time off.
No, you go home.
I don't want to.
I'm going to find the rich man.
The rich man isn't here. The office is on lockdown. Fuck's
Eric,
sake.
Patrick ain't here, pal.
Where are the players?
Ah, God, Eric. What are you doing here? The offices are in lockdown.
The offices are in lockdown, Eric. Oh, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? What are you doing here? And what's he doing here?
None of you should be here.
Hey, I run this place.
There's nothing to run.
Eric, wait outside, all right? We'll talk in a second.
Nothing to run? I've got contracts to cancel. There are people to let go, insurance to claim, bog roll to use up in the men's.
Leave now.
Christine, are you on a full-time salary?
Yes.
Yeah, understood.
Why?
Okay, Woody, proofread this email for me. Christine, there you go.
What is this?
It says you're a worker that's been disposed of during this crisis.
What about my wages?
The government will pay 80% of them.
What about the other 20%?
No idea. What's up with her?
It might be the 20% pay cut.
Yeah, to stay at home?
Doesn't look like she's at home.
All right, fucking Che Guevara. What would you have me do? Limit shareholders' access to our vast amounts of profit? No chance.
What's this?
Don't read that.
What is it?
Someone tagged me in a picture.
That's David Gold.
Yeah, I know.
You get confused with David Gold.
All the fucking time. Now click off that, please. Would you read the email?
Hello? Can I speak now?
I mean, I'm about 5 inches taller than David Gold, for a start. Not to mention younger. And I don't sell sex toys.
Pal, this email, who's it to?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah.
You're going to let everyone go?
Well, temporarily, yeah.
And the government are going to pay their wages?
That's correct.
Why?
Because we're closed, Woody. There's no football.
Where are the players?
Eric, the players are at home. They're in their gyms and pools and upstairs living rooms. Can you just leave, please? And also take this letter.
What is this? Is this in English or Dutch?
It's in English, Eric. Why would I write it in Dutch?
What does it say?
Well, it's just highlighting some points in your contract and what this will mean in the current circumstances.
What does it mean?
Well, there's a clause in there, fine print, really, just like a formality. It means you don't receive full pay during a hiatus like this.
You fucking lying bastard. I will fuck you like a tulip.
Fuck me like a tulip?
Hey, whoa, all right, lads. Getting a wee bit heated in here.
You know, it's funny, Eric. You see that little flashing light on my office phone? You'd be surprised when Sky Sports and BT go dark just how many calls I get from out-of-work managers. Ah, how's things, Patrick? Hi, Mr. Nolan. How are you? Hey, mate, just wanted to check in.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, I dare. I dare, believe me. All the boys want me now, Van Schmidt. I've got my pick of the bunch. I'm the only girl in town. And one more word out of you, and I'll flash my tits, hike up my miniskirt, and find myself a new BF. So fucking watch it.
Fucking hell.
What?
You're brief.
Ah, Dutch courage.
Yeah, there's Dutch courage, and there's threatening a guy that pinned Nigel de Jong up against a dugout.
Yeah, well, in times like these, you know, real men stand up.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a plaster.
Did you cut your finger or something?
No, it's a hangnail. It's really sore.
Why is a plaster green?
It glows in the dark.
Oh, that's cool, huh?
It's really bloody sore, though. It's all pink. You know, it's like new skin underneath, but it's not ready to be skin yet.
Look, that's this email. You're sacking everybody.
No. Just letting them go for a bit. You know, they can keep across their emails and such.
Keep across their emails?
Yeah.
That's called working, Patrick.
Nah, not really.
Pal, the social media team are working their fucking bollocks off. They're playing hangman with fucking Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Oh, sounds fun.
They're showing classic Ashwood City goals.
Oh, yeah? How long's that gonna last?
They've run out.
I thought as much.
Where are you going?
Ladies' toilets. Let's walk and talk.
What? Why are you going in there?
Come on, this way.
Pal, why are we going to the girls' loos? Have you completely lost your mind?
No, I've used up all the toilet paper in the men's.
Have you been coming into work just for a shite?
It's an essential trip.
Good God. This feels weird. Like being somewhere humans aren't supposed to be, like the moon or the Channel Islands, you know?
You need to live on the edge, my friend.
Hold on. Are you about to go in the cubicle and continue this conversation?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what's gotten into you?
What do you mean?
This isn't you at all. Having a crap while you're talking to your pal.
Woody, I'm not going to take a shit whilst I talk to you. I'm taking some of this home, you maniac.
So the real you is still in there somewhere. It's a relief.
Jesus Christ, what happened to my sporting director that was forged in the cracks of hell? The one with ice-cold blood in his veins and bollocks made of iron?
I just don't know about sacking everybody, you know?
The government said, let him go and we'll pay it.
That's not what they said.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it was words to that effect.
What about me?
Give it a couple of weeks and I will see how I feel.
All right. What about Jess?
Maybe I'll give it a couple of days on that one.
You fucking dare.
Oh, shit.
All right, what are you two talking about?
Woody's spidey sense.
Oh, yeah? You're going to come sit down? Second half is about to kick off. Or...
Oh no, I don't know. The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song, "We're Big Oven Chilling On," and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of "It's the End of the World as We Know It." Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
I think because there's no football on at the moment, it's about time we discussed here on Football Ramble Daily who the biggest dickhead is, simply between Mike Ashley and Patrick Nolan. I mean, it's the heavyweight title fight of football dickhead, isn't it? And most people will say, oh, it's Mike Ashley because he's done this, he's done that. No, it's Patrick Nolan. I've never, ever seen someone be more brazen in their dickheadery, their shithousery, than what Patrick Nolan's doing at the moment. Selling Gillingham bog roll, which, lest we forget, used to be £1.50 a roll. It's now up to 12 quid. He's got social media guys pulling 12-hour shifts, churning out whatever nonsense they can to keep the lights on for his own nefarious ends. And he's laying staff off left, right and centre. He doesn't need to. He's also keeping the club shop open, by the way. Putting people in danger, putting lives at risk because he doesn't want to close it. He's doing all Mike Ashley's doing and more. When it comes down to the heavyweight prize twat of football, it's Nolan hands down, and I will not hear anyone else say otherwise.
Idiot. How about this?
Yes, hi. I'd like to report a public gathering. Yeah, just outside my house. Looking at it, I'd say around 20. Yeah, great. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It originally started as a sex manual. Spoke that some guys brought back from Amsterdam.
Yes.
Evening.
You know, you shouldn't be in the offices stealing toilet paper.
You know, you shouldn't be in the women's toilets.
Fair enough. What's up?
Your email.
Oh, the one with the funny meme I found.
Don't say meme.
Why?
Oh, doesn't suit you.
All right.
And no, not the one with the funny meme. The one that fired everyone earning under $2,500 a month.
No, it didn't fire them. Just kicking them out into the cold, but saving their spot on the couch, that's all.
Lovely. Anyway, it looks like it's been leaked, and now we've got a bit of a Twitter storm.
Oh, what a surprise. The people of Twitter are displeased. What more shocking news do you have? What, Newcastle fans are whinging? Chelsea fans are shouting racial obscenities?
It's just worth maybe putting something out there that shows the good stuff that we're doing.
What good stuff?
Well, I was hoping you'd know the answer to that one.
No, not a clue.
Great, well, this has been a productive conversation as always.
Jess, I don't know what you want me to say. I'm literally following the letter of the law.
It's not the letter of the law.
Yes, it is.
It's for companies that are struggling, not multi-million pound institutions.
God, is this Jess Tate calling right now, or is it my conscience? Because, to be honest, neither of you are very welcome. The pair of you can fuck off.
Oh, don't make me out to be some saint. I'm doing my job. You look like a prize cunt, and it's making Ashwood look like... Well, Ashwood, and when I took this job, I vowed not to let that happen.
Yeah, well, this is me doing my job, OK? It may not be pretty, but someone has got to do it.
Well, I hope you're paying that PR company some good money, because you've got about as much personal brand credit in the bank as fucking Rolf Harris.
Oh, yeah, you're well odd because you said Rolf Harris. So fuck off.
Knee shirt got passed down to one East student who was worth it. Now it's full of all sorts of stuff that guys have added over the years.
Oh, God, not now, Woody. What? What? What's so funny? What is it?
Just fucking Twitter, pal. Honestly, it's absolutely killing me.
Is it more of those coronavirus memes? Send them over.
Let me read you some of these beauties. And don't say meme. Doesn't suit you.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. Let's hear them.
Okay. Boris said you're only allowed out for exercise. No chance of seeing that fat Nolan cunt until this is over then. Weege cutting shyster.
Well, that's rubbish. I do exercise. You don't have to be outdoors to exercise.
This one. If Richard Branson wants his 7 billion quid, then he has to charter a flight for him, Tim Martin and Patrick Nolan and crash it into a fucking mountain. Hashtag public service.
Oh, God, that's a bit cruel, that. Surely. Jesus, who's Tim Martin?
He's a Weatherspoons cunt that looks like a scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
I got another one, Luke. Just when you think the dickheads of the week are Rick Stein and Gordon Ramsay, in walks Patrick Nolan, ready, steady, cock. Well,
that is enough, okay? I used a government initiative to pay my workers.
Hey, pal, I'm not judging you, all right? I'm just reading you the news.
That's not the news, that's Twitter.
I've actually got one here that's mistaken you for David Gold, if you want to add it to your collection, you know?
Okay, bye, Woody.
You think this'll, affect your personal brand?
Oh, don't start.
Ah, just wondering, you know. You hired that firm, didn't you? Are they not fuming with you?
Oh, it's just there's a couple of missed calls on my phone, yeah.
Fuck me. Has Jess broken into your house and stabbed you to death?
Nope.
Well, it might be worth checking under your bed before you go to sleep tonight.
Okay, thank you, Woody. Always a pleasure.
And I'll tell you what, pal, if Jess isn't under there, Eric might be.
Oh. Bye.
You have to keep it a secret. Oh, God,
you're kidding. You are actually kidding. What?
I'm going to tweet an apology on the club's behalf to the workers that have been cut.
You will do nothing of the sort.
Alex says the sponsors are examining their contracts with us.
Why?
To see if they can cancel them. Fucking idiot.
Christine, hi. How are you?
What are you doing here? Who's that?
Oh, no, don't mind them. That's just somebody from the local news.
Why are they here, Patrick?
Just following some of the goodwill I'm spreading.
Goodwill. Can you keep 6 feet away, please?
Oh, sorry.
What's that?
This is a letter not only retracting your temporary dismissal, but also...
What?
Here.
I don't want it.
You have to open it.
Why?
Open the fucking letter, Christine.
Have you washed your hands?
Of course I have. Just fucking open it. I can't reach any further. Open it.
You've given me a raise.
Louder.
You've given me a raise.
That's right, Christine Wilson.
Williams.
Williams. That's right, Christine Williams. During these tough times, I want you to know how important you are.
Yeah, thanks.
No, that's fine. It's just one of those things where I thought that... Okay, bye, Christine. She wanted to self-isolate a bit more, so... Yeah, did you get everything?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
The sound was all right and everything?
Yeah, Yeah, all fine, Patrick.
Great, great. Hold on. Hello?
Did you do it?
Yeah, yeah, done. I'm going home now.
No.
Oh, what?
Oh, there's more to do than that.
Oh, why?
Patrick, you are Santa Claus right now. This is Christmas Eve. That was just the first streak.
Santa? Christmas Eve? What are you talking about?
There's so much more to do.
Oh, God. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Get your soup. Get your soup. Here you go, gents. Welcome to the Soup Kitchen with me, Patrick. No, oh, God, sorry. That's very watery, isn't it? Oh, I've got some in your beard. Sorry, sir.
I'm a woman.
Oh, right. Lovely. Hello, sir. I can help you across the street if you'd like. Do you need me to do your shopping?
I'm 49, mate.
Oh, sorry. So you don't want me to do anything for you?
Yeah, you could sack Eric Van Schmidt. And then, actually, you could fuck off. So cheers, much obliged.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
Ah, just giving out food for the neighbourhood. Yeah, struggled a bit at the supermarket, but I managed to get 30 cans of corned beef. Huh? Pretty good, non-perishable, nutritious.
We're vegans.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were pretty cheap, so there's probably not that much beef in them. Hello?
Oh, fuck off.
Would anyone like any help with anything? Anything at all?
Get out of the road, you dickhead!
Hey guys, it's me. It's Patrick Nolan talking to you live on Facebook. Listen, tough times out there, but remember, it's important to relax. You know, just chill out in your cinema room, maybe, or pick out one of your favourites from the wine cellar and just try and take your mind off things. Yeah. Oh, sorry guys, my PR team are calling me. Hello.
We're here at Ashwood Central Hospital, and who's this collecting money? It's Patrick Nolan.
Hi guys.
Tell us what you're collecting money for, Patrick.
His own pockets.
Yeah, right. I suppose you got that, did you? I'm down on that daydream, on that sleepless track. Free Premier League football. Here you go, kids. Used in Ashwood City home games throughout this season. Oh, fuck.
Easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And who do we have here?
Me? I'm Earl.
Well, nice to meet you, Earl. This is Earl, ladies and gents, and he's being helped at the supermarket by... Well, we know who this is.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Now tell us, Earl, how does it feel to have a famous helping hand?
Incredible, honestly. He's been so thoughtful. He's helped me with the heavy bags, and I'm really touched, honestly.
Well, Earl, you... Oh, very welcome.
I just can't believe I got help with my shopping by David Gold.
Oh, bollocks.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.